Podcast with Jake and Ash.
Welcome to the Media Guide, your one-stop podcast for all things entertainment, or at least the things that we find entertaining. I don't have any clever. If you're trying to watch this, then don't, because I don't care.
So, yeah, me either.
Just glad you're joining us. My name is Ashton. My co-host name is Jake.
Hello.
And early in the week, we like to do the past week's news. So if you were busy like we were and you're watching college football or NFL just started, so you're probably listening to this after the Saints hopefully won, Falcons hopefully lost.
The Saints lost by 50. It was terrible. And the Falcons broke Sam Bradford's knee again. So,
yeah.
Poor guy.
So you were probably not keeping up with the entertainment world. So thank you for joining us, so we can try to tell you the most interesting things we found in the worlds of movies, TV shows, and a little bit of video games. But we'll get into that. So just I don't know who normally does this first, but do you want to go first this week, or do you want me to? We never plan.
Yeah,
this.
It's always you. We'll just keep it going.
That makes me feel really bad. No, I'm not gonna
lie. I prefer it that way. I like to.
I'm sure I'm.
I like to. It's like I'm the headliner, you know. So
you have to, okay, I'm
you
sorry.
You have to warm the audience up.
Okay. Real quick, I went to an actual comedy show last week at a local bar, and they had a headliner who I don't remember his name, but he was on Comedy Central, so he was good. But the openers, this kind of person you're comparing me to, apparently. Thank you for that.
They bomb.
Not very good. Well, what sucked was that the mic, they had a wireless mic, which I'm sure like the people running the place was like, this is a great idea, we'll give them a wireless mic, they'll walk around, it's not, they're not, they won't trip, it won't be a problem. Well, the wireless mic kept cutting out, so you'd have a guy like get almost to his punchline, and then
that's terrible.
It was horrible. Yeah, and rough. Then finally, when the headliner came up, he was like what are we on, we buy these mics with food stamps, what are we doing here? And everybody laughed, and then we got him a wired mic. And it turned out to be really good. So glad I'm being compared to that caliber of,
yep, that's you.
Of talent.
That's you.
All right.
You gotta warm them up for me, and I'll come in with the big guns.
Okay, here I go with the warm-up Super Soaker pistol. Have you heard that they're making a Minority Report TV show?
Yes.
Do you know anything about it?
I'm pretty sure that Fez is in it from That 70s Show.
Really?
I think. Other than that, I don't know anything about it. I never actually saw Minority Report, the movie.
Really?
Really.
Why not? I almost want to just do an entire episode on this, because I like the movie.
I'm not against it. I just never watched it. I don't.
You just missed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Let's just stop this whole thing. What's the point?
You're right. Fuck it.
No, truthfully though, you probably should put it on your list of things you need to check out, because it's very good.
Yes, well, Wilmer Valderrama is in the Minority Report show.
Is he one of the main guys? I'm looking at just the IMDb page.
He's fifth build on IMDb, I think.
Okay, well, it has the girl from My Cousin Skeeter, so that's all I can think of.
I'm glad that's how you know her as well.
Yeah, I can't remember, what's the guy from, the white guy who's like the good-looking, not exactly Channing Tatum-esque, but you know what I'm talking about? Are you looking at the IMDb?
I already put it down.
Okay, well, we're past it. Sorry. Doesn't matter. The point is, they're making a show after, I think it takes place after the movie, which this is really awkward because I thought you had seen it. I thought everybody had seen it.
Are you about to spoil this shit for me?
Everybody dies.
Fuck. Was it all a dream?
Everybody dies, and it was all a dream.
But they're still dead?
And they're still dead, and it's in a snow globe.
Oh my god. So, oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. So many things happening. So many tropes. No, the movie, I'll just quickly say, the movie is about being able to see crimes before they happen, and then the morality that comes with arresting people before they actually do anything bad. That's kind of the premise of the movie. Tom Cruise is in it. Very good, in my opinion. The show obviously doesn't have Cruise, but it does have... apparently it takes place after, and I assume it's kind of like a cop drama, but set in the future with this kind of psychic. It has to do with precognition, so there'll be that kind of whole psychic vibe to it. I feel bad. I wish we could talk more about this, but I guess we can't. So,
I'm so sorry.
It's on Fox. Fox is about 50-50 with me on their new show, so I will definitely give it a shot, especially since I really like the original, and I think it was a Spielberg movie. Could be wrong about that, but hopefully he's involved with it like he was with Falling Skies. So,
Falling Skies was not very successful, was it? Critically, anyway. I don't know. It's still on TV, I guess. So,
it's still on. So that's kind of a testament. Right. And from what I've heard, it's gone up and down. But at least this is something I'll give it a chance.
So. Okay. My first bit of news. They have officially given a release date for Jessica Jones on Netflix. It is November 20th. And I think it's also been announced that Jessica Jones, Daredevil Season 2, and the ABC Marvel shows will be at New York Comic Con.
Okay.
And so we will probably find out a lot more. The kind of trailer that came out with Jessica Jones when they announced the release date was more of just kind of... It's just kind of a graphic thing.
Let's be honest.
Like little kind of silhouettes of like comic pages, what it looked like. So we don't really know anything about it.
Let's be honest. One, it was a teaser. You can't fault a teaser for being what it's designed to be. It's short. It's supposed to get your interest. I thought it was horrible.
Oh, it was horrible. I wish they, could have given us a line of dialogue or something.
Give us an idea of what her powers are. Like if she even has any. Like if she doesn't, that's fine. But just something, because... The tagline of it, I think, is something like, it's time to, the world needs to know her story. I need to know who the hell this is about. I don't care that it's called Jessica Jones. I don't know who that is. And I'm a comic book fan.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, Joe Schmo on the street's going to go, I'm not watching that show. Like, why would I? I mean, you could put the Marvel tag in front of it. Maybe that's enough.
It is.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's be honest. It is.
I guess, but I'm, that did not excite me, which
didn't
unfortunately,
excite me either, but I think. Probably they're waiting until this New York Comic Con to show us anything.
I hope
and
so.
I think we'll, because you know, we're gonna get a trailer soon. We just are. And the first like actual Daredevil trailer where they showed footage was great. Okay. So hopefully we get something similar with Jessica Jones. Who knows? Maybe it'll suck balls and not be good.
I really hope that they do well with this one. I've said this before. I think it's interesting that they're putting Jessica Jones out first. With this new lineup after Daredevil, because I'm excited for Iron Fist, and I hope we get there. I hope it's not like, oh, by the way, we're going to throw this out to you, and by then it's too late. Because, I mean, Daredevil, at least people know what Daredevil is. Yeah. Like, because of the Ben Affleck. You at least have heard of
it. Right.
Iron Fist.
I think we'll get there. Fans I've kind of heard rumors that they don't, and this is from like reading message boards, so who knows how like accurate they are, but they're not really sure what they're going to do with Iron Fist, with like his origins, like how they're going to bring that to television. Like how magical are they going to make it? Is he actually going to fight a dragon to get his powers or not? I don't think they know yet.
I don't think you need it. I think just give me more of the awesome.
Have you finished Daredevil yet?
I'm like one episode left.
Okay. There are hints. I don't know if you've seen any yet. I'm pretty sure you have. Of some Iron Fist related things. Like Steel Serpent, I believe.
I don't know.
Is a thing. I don't know. My brother caught them all because he loves Iron Fist. He's a big Iron Fist comic fan.
I'm not that big of a fan. I just think out of this next slate, it's the most I'm interested
in. I just want to see some sweet karate, really. But
yeah, me too.
But my brother's a big fan, and so I watched Daredevil with him. We binged it all the first day it came out, and he caught all the Iron Fist references. So there are a good amount.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think it's definitely going to happen. It's just a matter of when. I think for a while they were planning on it being the third one, but like in Luke Cage being the last before Defenders, but I think that they've pushed it back.
I'm okay with it being the last. It'll build up excitement, especially if they continue to kind of build this Netflix world up. Where it's a little more realistic than the Avengers movies, but kind of builds up to that semi-supernatural, you know, magic karate that Iron Fist is. I wish I knew more about him. I'd love to give a little short bio, but, I mean, it'd probably be like me trying to tell you Jackie Chan's history. You'd be like, you probably don't know what you're talking about. So I'll just skip that. But I will just, lastly on Jessica Jones, I thought the teaser was a little disappointing. I'm hoping they come out with something a lot better and more impressive in the next couple weeks, or I think it's going to be at least the premiere is going to come with a bad connotation. I think
I don't think it's going to be as successful as Daredevil, but I think just that brand name will get it a good amount of views. So
yeah,
we'll find out pretty quickly. Netflix is pretty quick usually to announce renewals and whatnot.
I don't know how Netflix makes money.
I don't know. Personally. Well, yeah, but they've been pretty quick in the past with a lot of things to say. Like Daredevil got a season 2 pretty quickly after season 1 release.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I want to see more. All right. Speaking of sequels, kind of. Have you heard the latest Transformers news?
Do I want to?
I know. I had the same. I was like, are we still going with this? We talked a couple weeks ago about how I'd love them to reboot this franchise, even if that means taking off for 5 years. Just kind of give us a fresh take on it. Get away from the Michael Bay universe. But it makes too much money. We're not getting away from it. So Transformers 5. Yes, there are 5 of these films. Is coming out. Michael Bay is still involved. And they're now saying that it will have dual storylines.
The fuck does that mean?
A lot of movies and TV shows deal with this like A-B storyline thing, so I don't know why this is a big deal.
Right.
Like, I don't know why they're announcing it. What makes me a little more excited, because I'll admit I never saw 4. I will never see 4. I may not see 5.
I fell asleep and didn't. Like, I made it all the way to the end. I only watched it to watch Optimus Prime ride a dinosaur. That was the only reason I watched. I waited probably 2.5 hours and then I fell asleep, and the dinosaur showed up like in the last like 15 minutes of the movie. And I asked my brother, because I watched it with him, if it was even worth like rewatching, and he was like, nah, just don't worry about it.
Let's be honest. We need to get your brother on here one time, because he seems to definitely have some opinions that gel with ours.
Yeah, we typically have the same opinion of movies and such, for the most part.
It's in your jeans.
A little bit.
It's in your Wranglers.
We wear Levi's.
Excuse me.
Actually, I buy my jeans at Old Navy. They're cheap. They're like $20. It's pretty sweet.
Still might be Levi's, actually.
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know. We are not a jeans podcast.
What?
Yet. We'll branch out one day. Anyway, so Transformers 5, part of it does have to do with Mark Wahlberg's character, which I don't know his name. Don't care. Don't really care at all about the humans in any of these stories.
They are bringing Mark Wahlberg back.
I think he's in for at least the next 2. So this one I'm talking about in 6. So
bring back Shia.
Just don't bring back any of them. Shia. I don't care.
Just do it.
So he's coming back, and I'm sure we'll have the drama with his daughter and the boyfriend who's like bringing out weird law clauses on how he can bang the underage girl. That's fine. That's a weird thing.
Didn't
to add.
Watch the 4th one.
Everybody knows about that, and if you don't, it's the craziest like way to fluff an already 2.5 hour movie. I'm not gonna go into it because we're months and months past it, but so that's half the story. I'm not interested. The other half I am interested, because I've said they needed to tackle this subject for 3 movies now. They are going to introduce Unicron. Reaction?
I mean, it could be sweet, but it's not going to be. You're not even going to be able to see it because the camera is going to be so uptight on it.
That's pretty true. Even on like a 3D IMAX, it's going to be like the entire screen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, was he introduced in the 80s, the 1980 movie?
I don't, maybe, I'm not sure. That's where
I want to say he was in the 1980s Transformers cartoon movie with the great soundtrack. They introduced this character called Unicron, which is basically a transforming planet. And obviously we've never seen anything like that. So ever since the first Transformers live action movie, I've been going, can they even try? And if so, I'd love to see it. So, but the good news about that is that means that Optimus and I guess other Autobots, Decepticons, whatever, they're going to go to space, get away from New York, Chicago, just get away from Earth. Cause I'm so tired of all the consumerism that Michael Bay loves to throw out at us.
They'll
now
still
that
find a way. Unicron is going to be sponsored by GoPro.
Yeah. I would love that. I'd love for him to be in the shape of an Xbox. Great. Or when he like turns into his giant form, he's just a Victoria's Secret model.
He's not a planet. He's a Planet Hollywood restaurant chain.
Do those exist anymore?
I don't know. Probably.
I hope so. Anyway, so that's where we're going with Transformers 5. I'm much more excited about that than whatever happened in 4 leading up to. Obviously, I didn't give a rat's ass, and I never watched it. But this one, I don't know. I might have to shell out the $10. But they'll probably mess it up anyway.
I'll wait for Netflix. The Transformers movies always show up on free streaming. And then you can wait for Netflix too and use my Netflix subscription.
I've never done that in my life. I pay for it legitimately.
Yeah, you do. So much Justice League.
Is that me?
It's not me.
It's me. I may talk about that later this week.
All right. Okay, my next bit of news. Do you
Real quick. I have the deepest voice for a 13-year-old, let's be honest.
Yes. And a very impressive beard.
Yeah.
You hit puberty really young.
Yeah, like at 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't grow though.
Nah, that's all right. You got the beard.
You win some, you lose some.
You have a beard, I don't, so.
All right, I interrupted. I apologize.
You're winning the man trophy.
The ever sought man trophy.
All right, so you remember I talked about this movie called Ip Man? Man? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I laughed at it, but apparently it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet. I'm positive you haven't gone and watched it yet. Otherwise, you would be agreeing with me.
You don't see my big thumbs up?
Well, the third one's coming out soon. Sweet-ish. I don't know when. Mike Tyson will be in it. He's playing like some like business mogul or something.
Would you trust a business mogul with a giant face tattoo?
Okay, they're probably going to CGI it out. And let me tell you, let me tell you why. Because you were correct. Ip Man is like the mentor of Bruce Lee.
Okay.
They're finally introducing Bruce Lee into the film series.
Spoiler alert.
But
he's not alive anymore.
Which is my next point. Instead of finding an actor to play him, they are going to CGI Bruce Lee for the entire movie.
Listeners cannot see how wide my eyes just got. Holy shit, that's awesome.
That is what I read in the article today.
Is the film...
If they can CGI a human being in the entire movie, don't see why they can't CGI a tattoo off of Mike Tyson's face.
What if they're like, we already spent our budget on creating a fake person. We're just going to put makeup on your face, Mike. And he'd be like, that's okay.
That's cool, guys.
Yeah, I just want to meet Bruce Lee. I've always wanted to. I apologize to all the people who are good at Mike Tyson impersonations, because that was not one. okay, cool. Well, my only question about that is, are the movies really high quality, like, visually? Because is it going to look really out of place, or does it kind of lend itself to that?
I mean, they're not cheaply made. I think they're pretty high profile and... whatever country they're from, I guess China,
Asia,
somewhere in Asia. But I mean, it's a good looking movie. I've only seen the first one. I haven't watched the second one yet. I should.
Is it on Netflix? Because you know I have a Netflix subscription now.
yeah, unless they removed it, that's where I watched the first one. I don't know if the second one's on there. It probably is.
Okay.
Yeah, just go to the foreign films tab. It's all martial arts movies, basically, anyway.
And is it foreign, like with English subtitles, or?
Yes, it is. It is foreign.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Interesting that Tyson's in it. I hope that doesn't mean that in 2 they started spinning off into some like ridiculousness.
I mean, I think it's supposed to be about like realistic, because the first one is not. When I was told that this guy ended up being like the protege or the mentor for Bruce Lee, I had no idea, because the first one takes place like during like World War II or something. Japanese soldiers are like occupying a Chinese town or something.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of does karate to free his town or some shit.
Well, that sounds awesome by itself, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's, well, he like fights in like tournaments or something. I don't know. All right, it's complicated. Like, basically the Japanese people just want to watch people like fight karate, and he wins a lot because he's really good.
Okay.
You should watch it. It's sweet.
All right, so they're making a third one, though.
Yes, with CGI Bruce Lee, which is the big
news. From what I've heard, although the reviews and a lot of people didn't see it, the latest Terminator actually had some really good CGI with old footage from Arnold from the original Terminator. So it kind of excites me that we're getting to this point that you can bring back old stars that, I mean, you and I aren't really getting to enjoy anymore. So
I don't know if that should be exciting or terrifying. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of think of it in the music sense more, because I never got to see Michael Jackson before he passed, so I'm kind of hoping that I get to...
Well, we already know that you can go see a hologram of him somewhere, probably. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, just tell me what plane I need to get onto, and I'll go check him out. So, I guess it can only naturally spill into the movie scene too.
Yeah, we'll see how it looks.
You just gave me an idea for a future episode. Future movies that have old actors that are maybe no longer with us or no longer in their prime. I'm thinking a lot about Harrison Ford right now.
Yeah, I figured. I'm thinking of Paul Newman. I don't know.
Okay.
Butch Cassidy too.
John Wayne. I mean,
Robert Redford and Paul Newman both come back from the dead.
How about Robert Redford's not dead?
Fight again. I'm talking about him, Butch Cassidy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just kidding. They don't die in the end.
Nobody knows that. All right. Have you heard the news about Pokemon Go?
No.
I almost want to stop the podcast and just send this to you. Okay, we grew up in the 90s when Pokemon exploded in America and like just totally took over our lives. Am I wrong?
You're 100% right.
Yeah, okay, good. So apparently a company is coming out with an iOS and Android app that basically makes you a real-life Pokemon master. And what it does is you walk around outside, I assume, or maybe in your house if you're a...
Do you get to pretend a cat is a Pokemon?
I think it just like if maybe you hold your phone out and nobody on the podcast can see that I'm trying to make a phone holdout motion, but you hold it out and you see like a hill. Well, on your phone, it looks like Charizard sitting on that hill. So then you can... It kind of reminds me of Pokemon Snap, I'm not going to lie.
So I don't get to pretend my cat is a Pokemon.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know a lot about it.
Also, I don't have a cat, but if I did...
You get to pretend that your Pokemon, your Pikachu stuffed animal, is an actual Pikachu now.
Okay.
Which is, I know, your deepest dream. But it looks like you can catch them, and I'm assuming that this whole thing is basically a Pokedex.
That's what it sounds like.
Which is funny, because a Pokedex was basically like an early smartphone.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you think
much.
About it. So I guess you get to catalog these things, and maybe, I'm assuming, eventually you'll get to fight your neighbors. And it comes with this peripheral device, which kind of looks like one of those the things that people who actually work out and make use of their time wear. I don't know. The things on your wrist, I don't know what they're called, but it has a big Pokeball on it, and I think it has to do with, like, you get to use it as your...
Like a fitness tracker?
Yeah, I don't know what it does with this, but it's linked up to your iOS or Android device, so...
That sounds sweet.
Yeah, the whole...
100% guaranteed my brother will have that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks pretty cool. Everything about this just seems like, again, why didn't this come out 10 years ago?
Can we just talk about how there should definitely 100% be a Pokemon Snap ride at some theme park by now?
Would they give you a camera?
Will they let me throw apples? To make
how good was that game
things.
Can we admit it
so good.
That game was let's all right, if you don't know what we're talking about real quick, Pokemon Snap was an N64 game that came out right at the height, I believe, of the Pokemon TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do anything, you didn't fight, you didn't, it wasn't like the Game Boy game where you walked around and became a trainer. You were literally like in a roller coaster seat. It didn't even go fast. You were just...
It wasn't a roller coaster seat. It was like...
A safari golf cart.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves ride at at Disney World kind of seat. And you just ride in it with a bunch of apples and a camera. And you have to throw them at Pokemon. The apples, not the camera.
You throw the cameras.
You throw the apples at the Pokemon to make them do different things. And you get sweet pictures of them. And you get points for... the cooler pictures you take.
And it sounds so boring, and I thought it was so boring going into it, but you realize
it's
so much fun because like you play the game enough that you know these guys and you want to see them in their natural environment. And I agree, there needs to be a new game of this, and there needs
it's
to be a
highly
ride.
Highly likely that as soon as we hit end on this podcast, I'm gonna bust out my N64 play the shit out of Pokemon Snap.
Are you gonna hit Charmander so much he turns into a Charizard by the end of the level?
Can you do that?
Keep hitting him with apples, man. Keep hitting him with apples.
I don't remember anything about
that's
that
the only
game.
Thing
Everything's
I remember.
Gonna be a surprise to me. Yeah. I remember you can make Pikachu like surf.
Yeah. There's
that's
is,
all I got.
This is way too nerdy. Which I love. I love that game. I really do. It was a lot of fun, and I'd love to play it again. Unfortunately, I'm not rich like you and don't have an N64.
Yeah, I'm super rich because I kept my N64 for 14 years.
Oh, you kept
years.
It. I thought you were one
same,
of those.
It's the same green Donkey Kong 64 edition that I got 2 years after everyone else had an N64.
I thought you bought one retro style. Well, no. Good for you.
Yup. Oh, is it my turn?
Usually, after okay. me. I set you up. It's time for you to bring the big guns.
Oh yeah, I gotta bring in the big guns.
This better be impressive.
You heard this shit? I'm a Def Jam comic.
I gotta cut that out. It was too white.
Oh, okay.
You looked at me like, we're not cussing now?
Thought I was gonna get censored. King Kong is now owned by Warner Brothers, apparently.
Okay.
Godzilla is also owned by Warner Brothers. And it's looking like there might be a King Kong versus Godzilla movie coming out in the near future.
Really?
Yes. That is the rumor that I read on the internet today.
Okay. First thing I think about is Godzilla fought a T-Rex in the original. And I think he fought several T-Rexi? T-Rai?
You mean King Kong?
What did I say?
Godzilla.
I'm sorry. Yeah. King Kong. Yeah.
Yes.
And then he fought a couple T-Rex in the Peter Jackson version.
Yes.
Seemed like fair fights. I'm pretty sure, spoiler alert, he won both.
Well, he made it to New York later, so probably.
Yeah.
He at least didn't die.
Yeah.
So
Godzilla would crush King Kong like under his foot.
They might make King Kong bigger in the new one.
So was the one with Michael Cranston, not... That's his name.
Michael Cranston?
Jesus Christ.
What?
I've had like 15 beers.
So yeah, yeah. I'm hammered. 15 wine coolers.
Yeah.
Can you still Brian get wine Cranston. Coolers? Is that still a thing?
I've never known what one of those...
Or have they been replaced with like Smirnoff Ice?
I thought that was a wine cooler and that's the
is
only...
It?
I don't know.
I think that's a malt beverage.
I think that's a gross liquid. That's anyway, fair. Brian Cranston. I don't know what the hell I was trying to say before. Was that Godzilla owned by Warner Brothers?
I guess. I don't...
My reasoning is because that Godzilla was like 50 times bigger than the Japanese man in a rubber suit Godzillas. So they can't go that way.
Sure they can.
Just make him smaller or make King Kong bigger?
Just make King Kong bigger.
How is this going to interfere? But,
or they can make him smaller and King Kong will just be way more agile and will jump off buildings and do sweet like parkour to fight.
I don't want
to
see a parkour Godzilla. King Kong. I don't want to see it.
I do. That's all I want to see now. I don't care about anything else.
I don't want to see it.
That's the only thing I've ever wanted to see is parkour King Kong.
I don't like it.
I didn't know it until 30 seconds ago, but now I know it. in my heart.
I just don't see it being a fair fight. Also, what is the rest of the movie? Actually, way more important, how is this going to interfere with my Rampage movie that I'm way more excited than whatever you just told me?
Probably going to try and compete with it.
Which is pretty sad.
Kind of like how they release like two Snow White movies at the same time, and then, well, that's all I got. But it'll be the same kind of thing.
Jurassic Park and Godzilla came out at the same time.
Did they?
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe like a year apart.
Which Godzilla?
The Matthew Broderick.
Oh, I don't know. They had two Jungle Books that are about to come out at the same time.
That's true.
Yep, they're just gonna put out two giant dinosaur monkey. Rampage has the leg up because it has a giant wolf.
Or rat or whatever it is.
Is it a rat?
I think I'm gonna pretend it's a wolf. Because it's way cooler, I agree. And it has The Rock.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see the Rampage movie, let's be honest.
Yep.
Okay, well, cool. Were you telling me that they're planning on making that kind of like a whole Skull Island theme park?
The outside of it's almost done. I saw it when I was at Universal a couple weeks ago. It's looking pretty sweet. It's very, very, very large.
Well, it has to fit a giant ape in it that can fight.
Well, they're building that huge wall with like the giant gate. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
From the movie? They're like, that's almost done. It's gigantic.
Does it have a skull on it?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yep. 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 It's right like kind of next to Jurassic Park.
Okay.
They really need to update the Jurassic Park stuff, but that's a different topic.
I haven't been to Universal in years.
It's a little outdated. It's still fun, but it's a little outdated.
I'm surprised they didn't with the addition of Jurassic World.
I'm sure it's coming now that it's so successful.
And they're going to be making sequel after sequel.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, unless do you have anything else to add on that?
That was my last one.
That was your last one? Good to know. Okay, I've got two more. I'll go through pretty quick. First is based on the Wonder Woman movie.
Okay.
You know they're making a standalone Wonder Woman movie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, apparently it has been rumored that it will be taking place during World War One.
I had heard that.
Yeah, so I'm torn because you mentioned earlier that somebody has been using your Netflix to watch old Justice League episodes. That person might have been me. Pretty much great for background noise, not gonna lie, but there was an episode that caught my attention where the entire Justice League gets sent back to World War II to basically stop Hitler or something like that. Very good episode, and the best story out of it, in my opinion, was the Wonder Woman one, because she becomes friends with an American spy named Steve Trevor, who in the comics, he's bounced around between what era he is in, but in this version, he was in World War II. They work together to complete some mission, and then she has to go back to present time, where she then meets old Steve Trevor at a retirement home. It's a very sweet moment, even for a kid's show. So if they wanted to go that way with this, World War I makes it a little more difficult, because now we're talking about like 120-year-old Steve Trevor.
Well, it sounds as though if they're doing this, they're trying to be somewhat different from Captain America.
In what way? Because it sounds just like...
In that it's in a different war.
Oh, just literally just take off the number two and yes, it's totally
just
different.
Change that last number and we have a completely different story. Because if it ended with her seeing the older version of the person she fell in love with, that it's ripped straight out of Captain America, because he did that with what's her name?
Peggy Carter.
Yep.
Fair. The thing that part made me interested in it, what doesn't jive with me is that now Wonder Woman's like 200 years old. Because I know that World War One wasn't that long ago, but they're saying she might be 200 when it comes to the Batman versus Superman. Which,
she's like immortal or some shit.
Is she though? I don't remember
I know literally nothing about Wonder Woman.
What color hair does she have?
Purple.
Okay. You backed up your claim. Okay, so from what I know is she's from like an island of just Amazons that are all strong and beautiful, and that's fine. I like that story. Never heard her being immortal. So if that's the case, now we've got Superman, who does age slower than humans do, and now we have Wonder Woman, who's super old, and we have Ben Affleck, who is in his 40s. This is like an old Justice League.
Aquaman's probably going to be pretty ancient, too.
He's so old. He's like AARP.
I'm going to be honest. I think Aquaman's going to be the coolest one. I think he's the dumbest character, but Khal Drogo looks kind of sweet.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have the podcast going when that first image came out, but you like it?
I think he looks sweet.
I like it, too. I think, I agree. Aquaman's not the greatest character.
I mean, he looks like a Dothraki decided to live under the ocean.
He does.
And unbraid his hair, but other than that.
Do you think they were like, okay, I don't know the actor's name, but they're like, we were hoping we could cut your hair, maybe make it blonde, and he was just like, no. No, no.
He doesn't talk like that in real life.
But no, but for this, he did. Because to like continue to intimidate.
I don't think so. I think they wanted to make him look kind of savage.
Yeah, they really have to.
Because who gives a fuck about the blonde? Yeah, I don't.
It's not even the blonde. It's just the orange and green.
The boy band, orange and green.
That's what the problem is.
I talk to seahorses.
Yeah.
And a guy.
But thanks a lot, Super Friends. Ruined a character for years. So, all right, we can move past that. I just thought it was interesting that they're kind of doing this, old Wonder Woman. So. Apparently it's not that big of a deal to you. I think it's going to make things weird, personally.
I don't really. I've never been a Justice League guy, so I'm not really that. I like Batman. That was about it.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk later this week about superheroes that in general, but we'll kind of, I'm just teasing that topic for later.
Yeah.
My last bit of news, since you took my Jessica Jones news. We talked about Ronda Rousey a couple weeks ago about whether she could play Miss Marvel. We both immediately said no. She's great for women. She's a great athlete. I don't think she's an actor. And I don't think she has enough to be a star in a film.
What are you about to tell me that I don't want to hear?
She's not in Miss Marvel yet.
Okay.
We haven't heard. I still don't know who that is. But she is going to be, the lead of the remake of Roadhouse.
The fuck?
Exactly.
I mean, could be sweet as long as she rips some throats.
Good. I mean, that would, I mean, that would not surprise
her,
me.
I'll watch her fight. I'm fine with that. It's just not the direction I thought. Is there going to be a female Sam Elliott too?
I don't know. I don't know anything about, this is the only thing I've seen, but it was enough to be like, okay, she is really going for it. She wants to act, which good for her because you can only fight for so long.
Roadhouse is kind of garbage in the first place, like as a movie. It's fucking awesome. But
what are you talking about?
It's fucking awesome, but it's kind of garbage. So I'm willing to sacrifice acting ability to watch Ronda Rousey bar fight people.
Okay. I gotta say,
and rip throats.
I saw Roadhouse recently, in I think the last couple years, and the scene that always just like blew my mind, especially when I was older, is, do you remember the scene? It was in the very beginning of the movie. Swayze's just like standing there in like these crazy high khakis that always made me laugh, and some guy like whips out a switchblade and like slices his arm, I think, and Swayze doesn't even flinch.
Yes. And then pain don't hurt.
Yeah, because pain don't hurt. Everything about that, I was like, no, Patrick, that would hurt. He just stabbed you with a knife, and you didn't even move.
All I want from this movie is throat rips and all of the awesome lines to still be included. I want pain don't hurt, and I really... How are they going to do I used to fuck guys like you in prison?
She could say it. I mean, I'm not trying to make that sexist, but she terrifies me. I'd believe Patrick Swayze was kind of a pretty boy. Like, I was kind of I don't know if I believe everything he's saying, but if Ronda Rousey said...
No, Swayze didn't say that. It was the guy who was fighting.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I just mean, like, I just don't believe of him as a fighter that much, but anything she does, I'm like, yeah, that bar would be in, like, it would be perfect. Nothing would be happening in that place. So the main reason I wanted to bring that up is because we did mention her as a Marvel person maybe in the future. We are both against it, but it seems like this could be, I don't know, setting the stage for her being accepted as Miss Marvel. Not positive about it, but we just haven't heard anything about Miss Marvel, which makes me nervous.
I still don't think that's going to happen. I will 100% go see a Roadhouse remake with Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Good.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll wait till the trailer. Maybe I won't go see it. Maybe I'll wait for Netflix. But I'll watch it at some point in my life, probably.
I'm trying to remember. I might be mixing up Patrick Swayze movies, but is Roadhouse the one where he's just seen, like, randomly doing, like, Tai Chi, like, out in the open without a shirt, like, multiple times in the movie?
Probably. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Or it's Dirty Dancing. Whatever. Yeah, I saw that movie.
I have not seen Dirty Dancing. I would see it. I just haven't.
It's not horrible. I'm not going to lie. The don't, nobody puts baby in a corner, overrated line. I'm not going to lie. Because when I saw it, everybody I was watching with had seen it about 10 times and were like, oh, she said it. And I was like, I don't get it. It makes no sense with the rest of the movie at all. Like, nothing. No, never has, I mean, the person's called baby, I guess, but never has that been like, she's constantly put in the corner. And this is the time that she says, no fucking way. So, as an immortal line, I'm not so sure about it. But anyway, that's it for the news for me, unless you've got anything else.
I got nothing else.
Okay, well, then I thought we'd do a couple listener emails, if you have any.
I do.
How many you got?
I have two.
Okay, well, just give me one, and I'll give you one.
Okay. The first one I have says, at Media Guide Pod.
That's
what's
us.
That is us. What's your opinion of the upcoming Harry Potter movie, Fantastic Beasts, and what houses are you guys in?
Shit. I wish you had told
Hashtag
me this before.
Harry Potter.
In case we didn't know what movie she was talking about. I wish we had done this, like, we had thought about this before, because we could have done one of those awesome quizzes that we used to do in, like, the early 2000s. Like,
I've already been sorted.
Oh, clearly. Excuse me. I know what you are.
Pottermore, man.
Huh?
You haven't been on Pottermore? It's like the website J.K. Rowling set up.
No.
You should check it out. It's kind of cool.
I don't, well...
She, like, released, this cool story that takes place, like, 10 years later or something. It's real short, but, like, it takes place at, like, Quidditch World Cup or something. It kind of recaps kind of where all the characters are now. It's kind of neat.
Okay.
She does stuff like that every now and then. So
she's just, is she getting money out of it? I'm sure.
Probably
from advertising. I mean, she just is making money and money and money and money and money.
Oh yeah. She's a little wealthy. She's pretty
ridiculous. So the question,
I got sorted into Gryffindor fuck Gryffindor, I'm a Slytherin.
You're a bad boy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, if you were in Slytherin, would you look around and be like, oh god, like, I'm clearly a villain, right? Like, everybody around me is, like, plotting to kill somebody.
Not everyone.
Including the head of my house.
Just most of them.
I don't know what I probably would have been, you know what?
You're a Hufflepuff.
I was not a Hufflepuff.
You are a Hufflepuff, and you'll like it.
No, I'm not. Hey, 200 pounds.
Lupin's son is a Hufflepuff. J.K. Rowling just told everyone. On.
I was about to say, how am I? I don't know that.
Yeah.
You made that up.
And Harry's son is Gryffindor.
Of course. I don't know what I would be, honestly. I feel like when I was younger, I got sorted into Gryffindor because I probably picked the answers that I thought Harry would pick, because everybody said I looked like Harry Potter when I was young because I wore glasses and had black hair. That's it. That's the only reason I looked like him. And everybody's like, oh, you look just like Harry Potter. I was like, fuck you. There are plenty of black haired people that have glasses.
Yeah, most of them are Hufflepuffs.
Yeah, and proud. No, I don't know what I'd be. I'd have to look up that. But the question was, what do you think of the new movie coming out that's a prequel? We talked a little bit about
it. We did talk a little bit about it a couple weeks ago. And I think you were a little not so sure about it. I'm really excited about it. Mostly just because I want to see Wizards in America.
Did you? And, is there a book?
It will be. It's based off of this kind of... It's based off a book called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, but it's not a novel. It's like just a little kind of thing that J.K. Rowling wrote, which is literally the book it's supposed to be.
Okay.
About like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And the movie will be about the fictional character that wrote this book, quote unquote.
How close to the project is J.K. Rowling?
She's writing it.
Okay, good. I wanted to hear that because that means that if somebody was just taking like a short story and trying to make it a feature-length film, are they planning on making these multiple or just one?
I'm sure it'll depend on how successful it
it'll
is.
It'll be a trilogy.
But yeah, it's going to be more than one.
If The Hobbit can be turned into three movies.
It's got a really good cast too. So.
Well, my point was, if it's going to be made into a full-length movie, I'm glad to hear that the person who created the universe is involved. That makes me feel better about it.
And David Yates is directing. He's the guy that did the last like four Harry Potter movies. Yeah, so
which is good. I liked all of them. So personally, I really, really liked the Harry Potter films. I learned growing up with them that I was a little upset with myself that I didn't read all the books because that meant that I missed a lot. But it seems like this movie will be maybe more detailed in some aspects than the books.
It takes place like years and years before Voldemort.
Yeah, I just mean I won't be the guy in the theater that's like,
oh yeah, no, you won't. You won't be lost.
Why am I? Yeah,
this is a completely original story. The book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is basically a textbook about magical creatures that are in this universe.
So you're saying I won't be there sitting, going, why is Harry looking at a shard of a mirror and seeing Dumbledore, and nobody's explaining it at all.
Yeah, no, they kind of explain it.
They never explain it. Yeah, I've seen it multiple times.
I don't know. I read the book, so maybe I just
exactly.
Remember
don't give me that bullshit.
I'm pretty sure they explained it.
It infuriated me. I think I was sitting next to our friend John. I was like, John, what was that? And he goes, I'll tell you later. And I wanted to punch him in the face. I was like, what do you mean you'll tell me later? This is like a very important piece. Clearly, Dumbledore is alive in this mirror, and then it turns out to be his brother. I don't care. I didn't read the books. You shouldn't have to read books to watch and enjoy a movie. That is my pet peeve.
You should read them because they're good.
That's fine. I'm not against people reading books. I just hate when movies think you should read books.
That's
fair. To watch them. And as you have pointed out several times in this podcast, I don't read.
That's fair. Well, you don't know how to read. It's not your
I don't
fault.
Know how to read, but yeah. I have a...
But they make audiobooks for that, buddy.
Don't we'll say Audible.
We'll take care of you. Audible. This,
don't say...
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Even though it's not. Okay, I'm gonna move on to my
moral to the story is we're excited.
Yeah, I'm anything Harry Potter, anything Star Wars, anything really Marvel based, I'm in.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the solid choices for me right now. Okay, this is from Brady. All he says is, Inhumans, is this an adequate replacement for the X-Men? And I'm assuming he means in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Are you excited for the movie? And will Black Bolt be as unstoppable of a hero as Superman, which would make him really lame to be a fan of?
I don't know that they're adequate enough, but there's no reason why they can't be the same kind of thing. I mean, they can't have mutants in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so I don't know anything about Inhumans at all, other than Black Bolt is the leader.
From what I've learned, the Inhumans basically are mutants, and in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they introduce the Inhumans, and from everything I can tell, they're close to the comics. Like, their origin is a little different because the Inhumans, I think, are home-based on the moon in the comics, and in the show, they kind of make it a little more like, this is an area nobody can get to, but it's in another dimension. Who cares? But they do have such random superpowers that are kind of
I mean,
in
they
your
are,
DNA.
They're mutants.
Yeah,
is.
Just
so,
don't
I mean,
have the cool word.
I think it's a good idea for Marvel to introduce this because it gives you an opportunity to introduce tons of characters.
Yeah. That, and you can make them up. Nobody cares because nobody knows the originals.
You can make them up or you can take lesser known characters and be like, okay, this is why this character has powers.
Yeah, or take bits and pieces from ones to make a cool one. I mean, right. you could probably find...
You get to skip a bunch of origin stories by just having that one huge blanket. Like, yeah, they're Inhumans. Just deal with it.
Exactly. And if you really care, then you can watch a little bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If not, then you get a little bit of random-powered teenagers, which is basically what the X-Men were supposed to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it could be cool. As far as Black Bolt goes, I don't...
He's not Superman.
Is he as powerful as Superman? I mean, his power is he yells real loud.
Well, his power is his speech can destroy, like, planets.
Yeah.
Like if he whispers, he can take down a mountain.
Yeah, so...
I don't see that being...
I'm sure they'll nerf that a little bit. Because they've...
Because that would be very boring.
Well, they've toned down everyone's powers for good reason.
True.
And then probably raised some of the powers of, like, Captain America is probably a little more powerful in the movies.
Yeah,
he can jump out of planes and live and jump out of buildings and land on his shield and shit.
The big question is, would he be boring as a character because of his power? And I could see that.
Well, he can't talk.
True.
So it's going to be interesting to see who plays him. Lots of rumors is going to be Vin Diesel.
Yeah, the whole Groot thing. I love that.
Right. It could be. I think that
have we
that
talked
movie,
about that.
I don't know, man. We can talk about it later. Or I guess
like
we
off
talk
the podcast.
About
we talk about it after we end. Just okay. Real quick, Vin Diesel was given the Groot part because he wanted his own part in like a more significant role, and they're like, all right, well, just bear with us for a while. We're going to give you this great part, but right now we need you to be the voice for Groot. Which it's an ironic twist, I guess, because Groot has like one line of dialogue that he repeats over and over. And Black Bolt, who he'll play probably live action, has zero lines of dialogue. So nobody will be listening to Black Bolt going, is that type? Is that the tree? Is that the same guy?
Also, none of this is confirmed.
Also
but,
true.
I don't know. I think it's going to be as cool as the supporting cast, because Black Bolt is going to be very stoic and not talk. I don't think he's going to be Superman powerful, though.
No, I think one cool thing they can do with him, you know, the big negative with Superman is the only way to kind of bring him back down to earth as kryptonite, and it's very boring. Like, we've done it over and over and over and over again. So Black Bolt, the thing is, you put some kind of device that makes him unable to talk. That's cool enough. That's we're done with him now. As you said, let's go on to the side characters. You have, I think his wife's name Medusa, has mm-hmm. like hair powers. You have the giant dog, which I can't remember his name right now.
Lockjaw,
which is like a teleporting giant dog, which is unfortunately like best friends with the Thing, so he won't be involved. But you know, maybe you can figure out something with the Hulk. I feel like they're going to do that a lot in these movies, just separate or replace the Thing with the Hulk because they're just two giant people, you know, with hearts of gold.
Sure. Who knows? They might get the Thing back because Fantastic Four was real shitty.
Really bad. So, I mean, Inhumans doesn't come out till when, 2018 or 19?
It comes out after Infinity War, so.
Oh, so 2020 almost.
So it's a while.
Yeah, so we... We may be seeing Fantastic Four in the Marvel Universe, which would be great because they deal a lot with the Watcher and the Inhumans and all the inner space stuff. That is kind of the Fantastic Four's actual bread and butter.
Right.
Anyway, do you have anything else on that?
Nope.
All right. Well, later this week, I said I was going to tease this earlier. We are going to be talking about superheroes and supervillains and superpowers. or but let's be honest,
not the ones you think we're talking about.
We're going to be talking about not so superpowers, because we are going to do the most useless superheroes and villains in comic books, you know, movies in general, if we can come up with some. But yeah, we just kind of want to have some fun this week, so that's what we'll be doing. If you have any suggestions for this kind of topic, feel free to write us in. Our Twitter is @MediaGuidePod. Our email is MediaGuidePod@gmail.com, or you can find us on our website, which is MediaGuidePodcast.com.
We should start a Facebook.
We should probably start a Facebook.
We don't have a Facebook, but we might.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this. So it'll be Media Guide Podcast on Facebook. I don't know how Facebook works.
Yeah, I think you sign in and then you like a video about cats.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's pretty much it.
You post a picture of a minion saying something that has nothing to do with minions.
Perfect. It's pretty much the internet in general, let's be honest.
Yep.
Anyway, for that, you can find us on the internet, like we said. But if you would like to listen to any of our previous episodes, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on our website. And as of last week, you can find us on Stitcher Radio, which is another great podcast site for people who don't have iOS devices. So that way, hopefully, we can reach everybody. But until later this week, you've been listening to The Media Guide. And my name is Ashton. That's Jake. And we will see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.